News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump, former president of the United States, the Republican expected nominee for this year's election, guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He becomes the first former president in the history of the states to be found guilty in a criminal case. Let's cross over to Washington now. David Smith is the bureau chief there for The Guardian. David, not a surprise, nor is the reaction to this.
No, that's right. I think we had always thought there was more than a 50-50 chance that Donald Trump would be convicted. He was hoping perhaps for a mistrial, but the jury worked very hard, were very diligent, went over the evidence, we know, quite a few times, and Trump guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records, which, among other things, are a vindication for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who brought this case despite widespread skepticism. But the reaction was equally predictable, especially from Republicans on Donald Trump's side, who really lined up to denounce it as a shameful day, a disgrace, a travesty of justice, and some even really calling for retribution against the justice system. So I think potentially a perilous moment for American democracy.
In many ways, but at the same time, we have to also acknowledge that Donald Trump isn't denying anything that happened with Stormy Daniels, which he clearly had been doing to that point. He was hiding behind the defense of NDAs or legal. This would be enough to see off 99.9% of politicians on its own, not to mention the conviction that has followed. Yet Donald Trump is going to continue to seek the presidency, is going to continue the fight.
Yes, if you were living in the year 2014 and you built a time machine and came forward to today, your jaw would really hit the floor at this. The idea that a former president and a presidential candidate has been convicted of crimes, and yet he's still very much in the race. Not only that, in fact, he's still leading in the opinion polls. We have seen over the last decade, Donald Trump really is Teflon Don. He famously once boasted he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose any voters. And time again, these scandals have bounced off him, and he's been politically indestructible. Now, in this case, opinion polls do suggest that while majorities of people have already made up their minds, there may be some people on the margins, some independent voters who do not like the idea of voting for a convicted felon as president. And of course, if the election is very close, those small numbers of voters could make all the difference. So, remains to be seen what political impact this will have. But certainly the Republican Party remains firmly in Trump's corner, and I'm sure his supporters will rally around him at his next campaign event.
Finally, David, the reaction to this has been swift. It has been partisan. It has been down at the center. Is anyone standing up for American democracy and standing up for justice in this one?
Yeah, I think you hear historians, law professors, some media pundits, and indeed some not only members of the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden's main statement was, this is the rule of law. No one is above the law. But also Democratic politicians and those Republicans who have never liked Donald Trump, they are also noting that the system worked in New York. This trial was done in a proper fashion, in an orderly way. A good old-fashioned jury, 12 American citizens, reached this verdict. And America has joined that club of democracies that holds its former political leaders to account and shows that no one is above the law. So, you could say this was a very good day for the checks and balances and showing that the system works. We shall have to see if that system can now survive taking an absolute pummeling from very angry Republicans and Trump supporters.
David Smith, Washington Bureau of The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast. Kira, what I find fascinating about the whole thing is that it is further evidence of the democratic backsliding that we have seen in the United States since Trump came to power, that he'll challenge everything. He will insist that he was always right and that everyone else around him was wrong, despite the clear
he's
and
a very
obvious
innocent
evidence.
Man, just quoting his audio, very innocent
yeah,
man.
Very not just innocent.
Fighting for his country is what he's doing.
Not denying that he slept with the porn star and had an affair with her. Didn't deny that, but just said everything around this was completely nothing to do with him. It is hard to believe that anyone would stand alongside Donald Trump now, not to mention voting for him. This is supposed to be the evangelical right. This is supposed to be the Christian right. And they're happy to vote for this guy because they see him as their saviour. And he is challenging the very institutions. Remember what happened in Britain when the enemies of the people front page came out on the Mail and they were attacking the institutions of the courts over there? Thankfully, Britain saw sense after Brexit. America hasn't, and it's incredibly dangerous.
It is dangerous, and one would hope it would make a difference, although I'm not sure that it will. Notwithstanding, there are opinion polls that say, I think it's 16% of Republicans would be dissuaded by voting Trump in this, and about 4% would be a hard no now that he is a convicted felon. And when you think about it, Jonathan, it is extraordinary. The man is a convicted felon now. He can run for president technically, but he can't even vote for president. He votes in Florida. You have to expunge your conviction as a felon before you're allowed to vote. The man won't even be able to cast a vote. And do bear in mind what he did. Exactly as you said, he had sex with a porn star while his wife Melania was pregnant. He tried to cover it up, and according to Michael Cohen, he wasn't a bit worried about the embarrassment for his family. It was all about that campaign in 2016 that he didn't want to lose. And so this is the kind of debased individual and the debasement of politics in general. And I just find, looking at America, I find it extraordinary, because certainly when I was growing up, we viewed America as somewhere, as an example, kind of a bastion of democracy, a bastion of decency. They were a bit like the world's kind of police. They stepped in. Now, with hindsight, some of what they did obviously wasn't right. Mm-hmm. But we viewed it so differently to the sign of cesspit politics that we're looking at there now.
Well, they had the institutions, they had the structure, it had the shining light on the hill. All of that thing has survived for over two centuries, and now is threatened by a man who will effectively become a tin pot dictator if he is elected. And I predict now, Kira, that this will do Trump more good than harm, that people will buy into the narrative that he is part of some wider conspiracy, and those who previously might have been offended by the idea of a convicted felon as president may this time decide that, I'm standing up for, ironically, the little guy, as they will see
the
Trump
little guy,
against the machine of the state. I think this is actually going to put him in the White House.
Yeah, let us know this morning out there what you think about all of that. Running for president, Donald Trump, now a convicted felon. Convicted of, by the way, the most seedy of crimes. Like it's a seedy, demeaning kind of a crime the man has been convicted on. Let us know what you think about it. Will it harm his chances of being elected? Will, as Jonathan suggests, might do a favour, in fact, because people will think that this is just, political manoeuvring on the part of the Democrats. Let us know. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.